Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Thursday, the 10th of December, 2020, and tis the season. I've cracked open the Nog early today because it's a celebratory type of day. Ah. 10 new Star Wars shows. I can't remember. This is the thing about all these announcements. If you don't know, Disney Investor Day, there's going to be 10 new Star Wars Disney Plus series. There's a Rogue Squadron movie by Patty Jenkins. It is, there's so many announcements that I can't remember all the announcements. But to help me along my way, Corey will be here, hopefully later. He's off. He's doing his thing with Yoko and the gang. But joining me in the meantime, filling the shoes very, very well, setting the standard for shoe filling. I'm trying to get this as good as possible. From the Canto Bite Dispatch, it's Emily Lind. How you doing?
Hey. Is this the most Star Wars there's ever been to talk about?
Yes, easily. This is like 30 years of Star Wars in one day. I feel like it's been announced. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Help out the algorithm while you're watching. Join us in the live chat. Hit like, all that good stuff. Retweet us if you're watching on Twitter, Periscope. And this episode will be a Patreon All Access as well. So it will be on the iTunes feed as well, but for just $3 a month, you get shows like this every day, Monday to Thursday, on the Patreon content feed, along with all this other bonus stuff. Over 700 episodes, Emily.
That's a lot.
It's a fair bit. But when you compare it to the amount of Star Wars content that just got announced, it pales in comparison. Now, I had my prediction show yesterday, and I don't want to open up the classic Steel Wars segment of Steel wasn't wrong this time, but I did say they were going to go hard. The share price. Got to watch the share price, you guys. But ironically, not sharing all the content that they were sharing, those that were worried about the share price. But so I had this thing that I wanted yesterday, that a prophecy fulfilled, Emily. I'll put this up on the screen here. This is yesterday's show and then me today.
I want to see one of these things. I want if one of these little screens and then they go, other little logos pop up. I want to see one of these things.
Please stop. He's still talking in my ears. All right, I've gotten rid of him. So happy. But yeah, we got all our things in the air behind someone.
Yeah, and it's a lot of things.
It's a hell of a lot of things. Let's see what's happening in the chat. Normally I can sort of work out a conversation, but here we go. Billy Davis, Steel, I'm going nuts over here. Oh, Braxton, this is so funny. I was thinking this before, right? So do you feel emotionally drained, Emily, after this, just between you and me?
No, I'm good.
Really? I'm emotionally drained. And then Braxton lets me know, hey, Steel, there's a Mando episode tonight. Gotta keep going. It's gonna be a.
Yeah, there is.
I'm gonna pick up some more Nog. What's the one thing that you can remember that stands out?
I mean, Patty Jenkins is pretty awesome.
All right. Love that you bring it up. Go, go, keep going. Sorry, I didn't even have to jump. I could have just did what I'm about to do without. Yeah, keep going. Sorry, Emily.
Yeah, so Patty Jenkins is doing the next Star Wars feature film, 2023, and it's Rogue Squadron, which, frankly, like, not the most exciting project for me, but I like Patty Jenkins, and also I like, hey, there's a Star Wars movie coming out, specifically is a thing with a director and a name and a plot.
Now, I'm like you. I'm a fan of Patty Jenkins, but not such a fan of the subject matter, Rogue Squadron. Like, do you know what I mean? That I was also watching it and I was confused. Like, when is this? Is Wedge in this?
Well, because, like, Kathleen said something about, like, going on to an exciting new time in Star Wars and then announced Rogue Squadron, and I was confused.
I got the impression from what she said, because it said it was taking Star Wars forward. After she announced it, she mentioned something about the future, the next generation of pilots or something like that. So I'm taking it's after 9.
Maybe, and maybe it's just the title that is throwing me there.
Now, sorry, I'm just getting something ready. So
Sam Carey says in the chat that the X-Wing is a sequel design.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Okay. Then I'm more excited about it.
Yeah. Do you want to get way more excited about it?
Okay.
Well, I will take you to Patty Jenkins's Twitter feed for a video she just posted. So what out of 10, how excited are you?
I'm probably right now at about a 7.
All right. Here we go. Buffering. Still buffering.
This is either helping my excitement or lowering it. I'm not sure.
Building up the anticipation.
Okay.
Hot dog, this is a lot of buffering.
This better be pretty good, Steel.
All right, I'm going to pause and press play again. Damn it! All right, I'm just going to refresh the whole page. All right, so now it plays. All right. Dude, I had it set up so good as well. I'm getting so close to being, like, adequate at this. I feel like...
Dream big, Steel.
That's the internet. All right, anyway. Oh, very mean. All right. I started this conversation at a level 7 excitement for Emily Lind, and now I'm down to a 4.
You're the one who said you were dreaming of being adequate.
All right, let's go to Patty. Let's lighten the mood.
Okay.
I love to move fast and speed of any kind. I think that that's because I grew up the daughter of a great fighter pilot, and every day I would wake up and go outside and look up, see my father and his squadron taking off and their F-4s roaring across the sky, and it was the most thrilling thing still I've experienced in my entire life. So when he lost his life in service to this country, it ignited a desire in me to turn all of that tragedy and thrill into one day making the greatest fighter pilot movie of all time. But try as I might and look as I did, I couldn't find the right story ever. I kept looking and looking, but I just couldn't find the right one until now. Now I found a movie about two things I love. So I'm gonna see you very soon.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Do you know what this is? This is a landmark day, Emily.
What's that?
It's the first time I've ever seen someone on rollerblades and not wanted to mock them.
I hope somebody in the movie has rollerblades. Space rollerblades?
Spablades. Hydroblades. So you said someone said that it was a sequel trilogy X-Wing in the logo, but that was an original trilogy X-Wing on the tarmac.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Just saying.
Hmm.
Tim Dunlop. Look, Tim, everyone loves it when Tim says it. That's an OT X-Wing as well. Ah. But when I say it,
What are you talking about? There's a delay, you know.
Yeah, there's a delay, all right.
Well, I mean, mostly now since we got our TV, but I do, like, the other movie announcement. Okay, I'm a little disappointed. The fact that there's no Rian Johnson news makes me kind of give up on that. And that makes me very sad.
Show the sweater. Not this time, it's not. It's so lame. It's so, like, weak. Just never to mention it again.
Yeah. Like, just tell me it's not happening. Please.
Oh, they've told me.
But
we are here today for some consumer engagement and to not mention the Rian Johnson trilogy.
Yeah. Taika, though. Taika's still happening.
It's not enough Rian Johnson consumer touchstones.
You know what? Here's the thing about Rian Johnson. He's going to be making all sorts of awesome things that I will love.
Great.
And it makes me sad he's not doing Star Wars, because I feel like Rian Johnson is a guy who, as a filmmaker, like, is very much like my aesthetic and my, like, whole thing. Like, it's right in line with how he makes movies. And also, I think he, like, looks at Star Wars a lot in the same way I do. So it sucks. But I'm going to be happy with another Knives Out movie, and I'm going to be happy with whatever else he does. And I'm also going to be happy for him not dealing as much with horrible, toxic Star Wars people.
Hey, I got a scoop for you.
Okay, what's that?
Corey's just texted me. He says, let's start in an hour.
God bless that boy.
All right, I had the Star Wars Twitter feed here somewhere. I just figured we should just go down that.
Oh, okay.
Attack of the Mouse yet again. Let's go. Come on, mouse. Yes. Good stuff, mouse. What did you think about the presentation? Like, hasn't photo real CGI humans come a long way since Rogue One?
So I liked the angry sports guy who was yelling the whole time.
He was furious at how well sports were doing.
It's so sports.
Sports. They're streaming.
Sports are very important. You have to yell it all.
Got ESPN. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Octagon. Yeah, he was That was a bit of great. Because I haven't interacted with many people this year. You seem very aggressive. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right, where is this? What did I do with? I've lost my link. Ah. So first thing that they mentioned at the top of the show, over the next few years, roughly 10 Marvel series, 10 Star Wars series, and blah, 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 blah. I tell you what's so funny. I had it back on before, and they're talking about, like, just random shows, like Chip and Dale and, like, just all these, like, it was still going. There's this Swiss Family Robinson. They're getting a bit of action, but it was
that's
just
one of those one that comes up like every like 10 years or so. There's a new Swiss Family Robinson.
They just won't. It was just it was a flood. Like it was that Star Wars thing, but just going on about stuff that I don't like.
You don't care about the new Turner and Hooch TV show.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Emilio Estevez back in the Mighty Ducks. Out of control. Oh, the Alien show sounded interesting, though.
I think that could be cool. And I think Taika Waititi Reservation Dogs, like, reservation set comedy is going to be amazing.
What did you make of that Mando sizzle reel? I was pretty psyched on that.
Very Bo-Katan heavy.
Yes. Very Bo-Katan heavy. Will that make sense in two episodes with all this real world action? So let's start with Ahsoka, a new series, original series starring Rosario Dawson and set within the timeline of The Mandalorian, is coming to Disney Plus. There is a Ahsoka logo, which is quite uniquely Star Wars and seems to reference the world between worlds. I know you would have reservations about more Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
And we will, if you haven't already, donate to the Trans Rights Are Human Rights fundraiser on GoFundMe. The link is normally underneath here. But, I guess, do you want to step to that at all and then talk about the actual show?
Yeah, I mean, my perspective out of it is, hiring somebody who those accusations have been made against and are still open gives me a lot of pause. Like the Gina Carano thing, and we'll get into that later, but because that other show has me a little bit worried. But they didn't know about her, and that was something that came up when the show had already filmed their second season. The Rosario stuff, I get that it is, for a lot of people, not as cut and dried, because it is a situation where we don't know the truth about what happened. But I'm somebody who is, when there's accusations like that, always going to give the benefit of the doubt to the victim. And so just the fact that they've been so quiet over the Gina stuff, when you put this on top of it, it's disappointing.
Yeah, especially the way they, they've been using images of Gina for promotion and thumbnails and stuff. It's like you are not blinking, giant corporation. The original series that's set within the timeline of The Mandalorian is a concept I've been begging for. The Mandoverse. So I'm kind of excited that You know, I'm a sucker for people that know each other.
Yeah.
Then they separate, and then they meet up later on.
Yeah, and the announcement that it's all going to culminate in some sort of crossover event.
Hmm. What was mentioned about that?
She said it's all going to when they announced those two shows, Kathleen had some line about how, and then it'll all like join back up.
Hmm. It was hard to take it all in. I was sort of just like, what did you just say? But yeah, that's pretty sick. And I, you know, it's a smart move. You got the momentum. Keep going that way. So sort of, you know, in that mid range of expectation. This one, Rangers of the New Republic, original series set within the timeline of The Mandalorian, is coming to Disney Plus. One would assume that these Rangers are the X-Wing pilots.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's such a hard one to know what to think about it, because like show about Dave Filoni and his mate, you know, it could be great. But what's that X-Wing pilot's name?
Carson Teva. Is that him?
Carson Teva.
I mean, that is a name I see in the thing. I think that's that guy.
Okay. Like him on adventures sounds pretty interesting. X-Wings, love them. Love the post Return of the Jedi era. It's just, if we're going to get in a position of looking forward to a show that stars someone that, like Gina, like whatever you think about politics or whatever, is like, 3,000 people per day are dying. So, yeah. And in countries where they wear masks and like no people are dying. So to spread, like use your influence and your voice to spread misinformation about it. It's just, you know, people go on about Star Wars being an escape, and I don't want to watch, I don't want to sit down and then watch someone on this show that's actively making things worse for our real lives.
Yeah, it makes it much harder to enjoy that escape. But you have to think that this show was at least originally conceived for Cara Dune. And the fact that they didn't announce that it's about her, I mean, maybe gives me a little bit of hope.
Yeah, but it's also like they're not bold.
No.
Shmeezy saying, "Steal no politics, please." I'm not like, why is like 3,000 people dying a day political? It's.
I also don't think saying, you know, that trans people are people and should be equally respected is also not a political opinion. Mm.
So, yeah, it's very, very, you know, what your definition of politics is. The other thing is, if you don't like it, just don't watch. It's cool. Yeah, it's the whole thing with her is just puzzling, that she's like still like she's willing to put that up against her career, I guess, because you know that it all adds to it. So it is very, very strange. But Emily, I'm about to take you to a happy place.
Yay.
Everything I did for the Rebellion. Andor, an original series set in the Star Wars universe, is streaming in 2022. Catherine Neen, where you at? Nowhere to be found in the chat.
I assume just like watching this over and over and over again.
True that. She's got better things to do. Let's check it out.
Everything I did for the Rebellion. Rogue One, in many ways, is a film that connected new audiences with the oldest fans. It was a bittersweet feeling, you know, in the premiere, knowing that it was just one film. But then magic happens, right? As you can see, we're getting ready. We're building stages, we're rehearsing, we're training, we're trying costumes, we're doing everything to make sure we do the best show. I'm really excited having the chance to explore Cassian. It's really fun to go on a set that is emulating something you like so much.
The enormity of this is like doing a big feature film.
It's very cinematic. For me, that's where the excitement is.
12 episodes, 12 scripts, over 200 named cast members, over 6,000 crowd people, a lot of creatures that come in from the creature department.
We treat this exactly like we would a film. There is no difference in our approach.
Every creature and droid that we've been building has the same care, level of attention to detail as the previous films.
It's huge, it's thrilling, but also it's wonderfully challenging.
There's tons of possibilities to explore. It is the building of a revolution.
Woo! Yeah. Hey, these two images, that Star Destroyer on its side getting built, and then why are you even building it on your side? That's got to make it harder. This one of Cassian, I'm not sure what sort of ship that is, but with the cockpit cracked and his face all scraped up, what do you reckon, Emily?
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, look at that, with Tarkin in that, like, chamber of officers. That is amazing. I'm guessing that's Tarkin.
Could be.
Bit of swoop. Oh, planning out stuff. Who doesn't like a plan? Blowing up a dam.
I'm so excited for Mon Mothma.
Andor.
Logo's sweet. What do you think of the logo?
It's all right. It's a bit video gamey.
Yeah.
It's like Andor Game Solid or something. But, it doesn't, yeah. You asked me. I wasn't going to comment.
Here we are. I was hoping for a Jimmy Smith announcement, but I still hold out hope.
Then we've got the Obi-Wan sand. They didn't show us the footage for that, but Hayden Christensen returns as Darth Vader, and this is the concerning thing. I had to put that up because because when you play video, if you cover it up a little bit, yeah, it doesn't get copyright. I don't know. Algorithm. We serve. Live by the algorithm, die by the algorithm. You know what I'm saying? So, Kathleen Kennedy said, in the rematch of the century.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Yeah, that was frightening. Frightening.
Because we saw their rematch. in a movie, and it was pretty cool. I'm rather fond of it, really, and I would like to keep it special and cool.
Yeah, I hope it's just they're just rematching in flashbacks or something.
Maybe rematching in they are opposed to each other but never actually meet up, and we just see, like, I'm fine if we see Darth Vader on the show, like, doing his own little Darth Vader thing that is opposed to whatever Obi-Wan's doing, but they just happen to never actually be on screen together.
Please.
Happy for Hayden, though.
Yeah, that's that trip to Galaxy's Edge paid off. James says, what happened to Corey? Oh, it's tragic, buddy.
I'm Corey now.
He's covering Marvel.
I killed him.
Tragic story. Here you go, James. Bang. There you go.
Oh, wrong way. There we go.
Excellent.
I just need a little, like, jib-jab mouth.
Sam Carey asks, James L. Jones to return. Who can say? I wonder if is anyone read in the chat any leaks of footage that they showed and stuff for that sort of thing? I'm sure. I know I talked to Scott that, he was at the Disney Shareholders Day last year. And he called in to show us what to tell us about what he saw, and his feed didn't have bonus extras. He was very sad, very, very sad. Then Emily, we've got the Bad Batch. I just thought, oh yeah, cool. There's going to be a Saturday morning Star Wars cartoon on for me to watch. But was Fennec Shan in this?
People keep saying that. I didn't see it, but I also didn't, like, go back to rewatch it. So
let's check it out. I like this.
That was cool.
The Emperor addressing the troops. That sort of piqued my interest.
It did have Tarkin, though. I noticed Tarkin, and I was happy.
That's where I was like, I'm sure I saw Tarkin today. Okay, there's... Is that her?
Could be.
Right there, I'm gonna.
I can't. Is that her Mandalorian outfit?
What do you mean a Mandalorian outfit?
As in the thing that she's wearing on The Mandalorian.
Ah, yeah, sorry.
The show The Mandalorian, not the people, The Mandalorians.
Trying to find, where's the cardboard cutout of it? Oh, here we go. That's her. That is her.
Okay, cool.
Check.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sweet.
Oh. Where'd she go? She go in the costume. There she goes. That's what I want. That is her. That's cool as.
Okay, that makes me more excited about that show.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. Well, if you weren't watching carefully, Scoops, hey? How about him? We don't need Corey. We don't need him. Covering Marvel. What a bloody traitor. Get this screen back up. That's cool. The shipyards.
Yeah, I like that.
But yeah, seeing all others, oh, Fennec Shand again. Just seeing shots of clones and that, just shooting at other things. It's like,
I mean, it's hard to differentiate that from all the other times we've seen lots of clones shooting at things.
So much shooting. Oh! And then Tarkin in the house right there. I'll get his little...
That was quite an impressive display.
So there you go. But it's, you know, smart that they're, like, continuing on popular things.
Yeah, makes
whether
sense.
Whether or not you want it or not, it's sort of like, that's what they should be doing. So, Bad Batch. Ah, this one. Star Wars Visions, Emily, an original series of animated short films celebrates the Star Wars galaxy through the lens of the world's best Japanese anime creators, coming in 2021.
Well, I mean, one of the cool things about this is I hadn't heard anything about this at all. And I like the, like, actual surprises. It makes me happy.
I am so pumped. Like, anime Star Wars.
Yeah, and like different stories. I think it'll be really cool.
Yeah, that's the one I'm sort of like, what does that mean? When is it? Does it take place all over? Is it reinterpretations of existing things? Is it like canon extensions? Is it just like whatevs? Like, do you know what I mean? Is it just like a Lego Star Wars sort of like, bleh?
Yeah, I'm hoping short films isn't like the little like 3-minute things they throw up on the YouTube page for the kids.
Nah, brutal. Killing me. You are killing me. But, you know, you see those anime style animated shorts that fans do.
Mm-hmm.
Like the TIE fighter pilots and stuff, and they're just incredible. So, yeah, what a sweet surprise. And this, there is just so much the weight of news. Like, I'd forgotten about this one until now. Yeah. For the entire show. The galaxy's favorite scoundrel, Lando Calrissian, will return in Lando, a brand new event series for Disney Plus. What the heck? I'm not sure if you've seen, Emily, but there were a group of fans that they did a few tweets about a Solo 2 show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you saw that. It was just a couple.
I saw it in the beginning.
Yeah. But, full credit to them. They get the reward. So hats off to everyone at Star Wars News Net and the Resistance broadcast for your Make Solo 2 happen, because they're making the best and safest, like, popularity-wise, part two of Solo you can do.
Yeah, I'll watch a Lando cartoon. Come on. That's awesome.
Cartoon?
Well, this was in, like, this was it, because they went from the, like, this was during the animated announcements, right? So I thought everything in this part was animated, because they did the live action stuff, and then they did the animated stuff, and then they did the movies. Am I wrong on that?
I don't know.
Because they said it like a, like, moving on to the animation, and so I assumed this was animated.
No! And StarWars.com.
Someone please correct me in the comments, because I was also confused about the Leslie Headland show.
Nah, man. It says Everyone's favorite scoundrel, Lando Calrissian, will return in a brand new event series for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Creator Justin Simonon, creator of the critically acclaimed Dear White People and a huge Star Wars fan, is developing the story.
Okay. None of that says it's live action, though.
Yeah, but this is all in the live action. Like, it's between Rangers of the New Republic and Andor.
But they announced it during the animated section.
And then all the animated stuff is together.
Okay. Then they just announced it in a really confusing way.
I think it's live action.
Because it came after the Bad Batch, so I just and Vision, so I just assumed because they had already announced the live action stuff.
Yeah,
because Kathleen even had before the Bad Batch thing, they're like, nah, now moving on to animated. And so I was very confused about both that and the Acolyte.
Yeah, I think they just did the Bad Batch and then bounced back. Braxton asks, does event mean limited series? Yes. I would it might even be, I don't know, like a 4-part thing, shorter. It's an event. Most people think it was live action.
Okay.
They
need to structure their reveals better then.
I'll pass that on. So Lando, I feel like that's just a win. Like, who doesn't want to see more Lando?
I mean, everybody wants to see more Lando, right?
I feel like they should. And it's like, he's just so charming in it. And that's just like, it's so weird. Like, remember when they bought Disney and they bought Lucasfilm and they're like, they're going to have all this. And now it's today. And there's all this. And it's overwhelming. Man, I would hate to have brought out my weekly podcast today.
Yeah. Was that a bad time to do that? I wonder what that would feel like.
If you listen, if you're watching the Hyper Chat and you tell, I've been telling all week, big announcements.
It's
strategically impossible for them not to make big announcements.
Yeah, sure, but we had already recorded on Monday. And then, it's like it was Thursday is the exact wrong time for them to do big announcements for our show.
How dare they?
I know.
All right. This one, Face Melter. Leslie Headland brings a new Star Wars series to Disney Plus with The Acolyte. The Acolyte is a mystery thriller that will take viewers into a galaxy of shadowy secrets and emerging dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era.
We were all thinking High Republic cartoon, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited for this one.
I feel like this is our Rian Johnson trilogy. This is like, it's got to take that place in our hearts.
Yeah.
Setting a whole new like era and doing something like super fresh. So.
And
Bobby giveth as he taketh away.
I like that they're building it a mystery thriller. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of like some dark side stuff.
I just love it. I've just got.
Even the title, The Acolyte, that's all sorts of like ominous.
I'm not into that.
Oh, I like it.
Too tough. Ugh. Man. That's just what it's like unimaginable what it's going to be. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Are you more interested in the mystery or the thrilling?
It's hard to separate those two genres.
Okay. But here's the thing about Leslie Headland and Russian Doll. She can plot the hell out of stuff. That show is so intricate. Man, if you thought Back to the Future 2 was confusing, you haven't seen anything till you've seen this show. Highly recommend it. And yes, if she's
that famously confusing movie.
Hey, they had to draw the lines to explain the two timelines on the whiteboard, remember?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I understood Back to the Future the first time I saw it. Anyway.
It's a really good impression of me.
That's it. Thank you.
I think that show has the potential to be the most like new and interesting thing. And also I think it'll be, I mean, God only knows, fingers crossed, but I would think very much one story, not like anything, like a couple episodes of Mandalorian, you could just sort of watch on their own as like fun. And I don't think it's going to be like one-off fun adventure episodes of that show.
No. Man, and just to like watch a mystery and look for clues, like, do you know what I mean? Like, from
all the theories people are going to have.
Dude, bring back the red circles. Get them back. Could be our time for the red circleites. Thomas Sutton says she can. Steele's right. Russian Doll. We don't need to read the rest. We got to the Steele's right bit. Mm. Russian Doll was super unpredictable and multi-layered. Which of these shows is Toro in Steele? The Ahsoka one. They're aren't you part of the ship Toroka? You like that, Emily?
I don't love it. It doesn't really like fall off the tongue easily.
All right. Jordan wants to start a new segment, bad segment, and it's Steele is occasionally wrong. Okay. She's not doing the Ahsoka show. Fine. Have it your way.
I'm so glad she's not doing the Ahsoka show.
All right. Braxton's he's a good one. I love Steele's gripes. Hey, this day's had everything, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it's got now?
Gripes?
Corey Van Dyke.
Hey. What's going on, guys?
What hey, is Corey. Happening? What happened in the Marvel Universe, buddy?
Same old. Wait, well, oh, you actually want me to talk about it?
All right, just tell us what, just give us the banner headlines.
Yeah, what's the big?
Yeah, they announced Fantastic Four.
Movie or TV show?
Movie.
Did they announce who's doing it?
John Watts will be doing it. They also talked about Black Panther 2. They talked about a new show called Iron Heart, which is like going to follow a new Iron Man. Yeah, they've already done the casting effort.
With Reed, that's going to be awesome.
Yes. They announced Captain Marvel 2 with like the addition of Miss Marvel will be in it. And they show the trailer for Falcon and the Winter Soldier that comes out in March. They talked about Blade a little bit more, did some She-Hulk stuff. Just a bunch you can find on Disney Plus Twitter. So.
Set away.
live reaction content. Emily content.
Thanks to Mark who tagged me into this on Twitter. Disney Plus has announced Marvel Studios Secret Invasion, the series described as an event starring Samuel Jackson and Ben Mendelsohn.
Oh.
And will follow a sect of Skrulls who have invaded Earth.
There.
You know what I mean? I need a moment.
They'll also be in Spider-Man. Every character in this announcement will be in Spider-Man.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that.
Wow. God, you just did me if they dropped a Toro show.
Right.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad that's on video. I'm sure that'll never be used again.
yeah, right. I think we've done about everything, and then we'll go to Corey's breakdown. But the other thing was Lucasfilm Animation is teaming up with Lucasfilm's visual effects team, Industrial Light and Magic, to develop a special Star Wars adventure film for Disney Plus, A Droid Story.
Mm.
This epic journey will introduce us to a new hero guided by R2-D2 and C-3PO. Is there a time period for this at all?
No, no, nothing given other than it follows R2 and 3PO. So
interesting. And then they announced Willow, or reaffirmed Willow, 2022, and Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones somehow in 2022.
Somehow, exactly.
Corey.
Yeah.
What a day, buddy. What a huge day. What are you... just begin to talk.
I don't even like. I keep getting asked like what my favorite thing is that was announced, and it's really hard to like wrap my mind around that. And I thought it would be Ahsoka, but honestly, Hayden Christensen coming back in Kenobi. I mean, that's got to be it. Like that's just like, you know, for years, especially through the sequel trilogy, we're always like, dude, where's Hayden? When's he gonna? When's he coming in? And now finally, we got confirmation that not only is Hayden going to be in it, but he is going to fight Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh.
I love it.
I hope that was like she was using that figuratively. Like,
oh no, I don't think so. In
association with Marvel Comics.
Yeah, exactly right. A couple of days ago, I had sort of gotten the. I wouldn't say let down news, but I sort of got the official like, hey, Rebel sequel is definitely live action. And I was like, okay, well, I'll take that. And so the Rebel sequel will be taking place during the Ahsoka series, which they've set up in, of course, Mandalorian. So that'll be exciting. The Lando thing is probably,
Did you forget the bit where you go, just like you said it would steal? Did you forget that?
It's like you said it would steal. That's right. Good job. Good job. You got me there. but obviously, you know, back in the summer, Noah and I kept on hearing from a bunch of our sources that a Lando show was coming. And we just kept on hearing it and hearing it. We waited about 3 months till we finally were like, there's a Lando show coming. And that was really exciting for us to sit there together and get that confirmation of the Lando series. So that was quite a moment. That's actually the thing we wanted to be confirmed the most out of any of our scoops. So that was very exciting.
Yeah, I don't know. It just like can't miss.
No. Yeah.
And also it's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Lando's like the dopest character.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's something that is really right for Disney Plus, I think. You can explore that character so much more. The Bad Batch, though. That caught my attention quite a bit. Baby Grogu.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Baby Grogu.
There you go. There's a request from James.
The Bad Batch utilizing the Siege of Mandalore animation, and it's basically Clone Wars Season 8. Like, that's basically what we were shown. So... I'm excited. I can't wait for that.
Fennec in there?
Fennec, yeah, Fennec was in there. We saw Tarkin, your boy. So, that was cool. I think one of the most intriguing things to me, I'm sure you guys have probably shared this already, is the Acolyte show. The fact that they specifically mentioned that it revolves around dark side wielders is that's exactly what I've been wanting to see in Star Wars for a long time. And the fact that it happens right at the end of the High Republic, the last few years is what they said, makes me think that we might get a Plagueis tie-in because this would be right before Phantom Menace.
Well, I just hope, pray, love that these book writers and comic book writers are in collaboration with Leslie Headland so we can, because her stuff's going to be so plotted out so well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she, as we were talking about before, she's just got such an attention to detail. So it would be good to have, you know, it feed in. Yeah, like I have such warm memories of reading that Catalyst book as part of Rogue One.
It just
fit into it so, so well. I can't believe how happy that Mendo news made Emily. That was insane.
Can't imagine why. No, that's awesome. That's cool. I was actually, as they were talking about the Cassian series, I was kind of crossing my fingers that we'd get a Krennic announcement.
I've stopped hoping for that one.
I kind of think that if Krennic was in it, they would probably, that might be a surprise. I could see that being a surprise.
The fact that Ben Mendelsohn has a shaved head right now does not give me much hope for that.
He can borrow one of Obi-Wan's wigs.
But if he's just, you know, if he's just doing like a very, if it's just like one episode or something, and like that might still happen. But
yeah.
Alrighty. Well, sadly, sadly for you guys, happily for me, I've got to go serve my family and go pick up my little dude, Harrison. He's going to be so excited when he hears about the Acolyte series being announced. It's going to he's going to be so bummed. None of this stars Baby Yoda. He's going to be the angriest little kid when I tell him what goes on. But tonight we'll be doing our reaction live stream at about 1 a.m. Pacific, 4 a.m. Eastern. I think it's 8 p.m. In Australia on the East Coast. So check in for that, and then I'll probably bounce over to the old Kessel Run transmissions to see what's going on there. We'll have the rapid reaction up tomorrow for patrons, $3 and up. We'll have Hawes Calls. We mean Hawes Gush about the episode for half an hour on the phone. Then Saturday night, back to the round table. So it shall be good. Corey, let the good people know what's going on.
Well, I do want to say that stay tuned for next weekend, guys, because we have something really special planned. So just a little sizzle.
Sorry.
you can follow us at Kessel Run Transmissions later on tonight. We just did like a 3-hour stream and we're reacting to all the news that was as it was coming out. I honestly think I probably destroyed most of our viewers' ears because when the Bad Batch trailer hit, I was just screaming in the microphone. I didn't even realize it, so sorry. You can check us out tonight at 4 a.m. So 4 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, we'll be doing our Mando breakdown, and Steel will be on there more than likely.
Excellent. Emily Lind.
I do a podcast called The Cantabite Dispatch.
You just put out an episode today. I'm sure it covers all. Yeah. It has all the information.
Thanks,
all
the latest Star Wars news. Yeah. That's great. It's awesome and good. So thank you for mentioning that yet again. Your friendship means a lot to me.
Our friendship. Wait, how am I going to say this? Unlike our friendship, this episode has gone on
long enough.
God, I had to make sure I didn't bury myself there. help out the algorithm. Check out everyone's stuff and savor in some sweet Star Wars bliss. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.